Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me, please, this evening to scripture we've been looking at on these Friday night services, 2 Corinthians 4 and Hebrews chapter 10. We've been talking about the spirit of faith. Amen. The spirit of faith. In 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and the 13th verse, 2 Corinthians 4, 13, says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." We have the same spirit of faith that was in Moses, that was in Daniel, that was in David when he faced Goliath so fearlessly. Same spirit of faith that was in the apostles in the book of Acts. Same spirit of faith that was in Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Same spirit of faith. Well, we ought to be victorious. If we've got that same spirit of faith in us, we ought to be overcomers, more than conquerors. And what is the victory that overcomes the world? Even my faith. Our faith, my faith. Go to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Hebrews 10, verse 35. "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence." Confidence is a faith word. If you're in faith, you have confidence about how this thing's going to turn out. How many are confident that you are saved? Huh? What if you died tonight? Are you confident? Are you wondering about it? I hope so. Some people got the idea that, you know, when you get to heaven, get to the pearly gates, you'll meet Peter there, and he'll have the balances there, and they'll have them, and they have weighed your good works versus your bad works. And if you had enough good to outweigh the bad, he'll say, "Well, good deal. You're come on in, you know." But if it was more bad than good, sorry, you get turned away. All that's unscriptural. It's not based on what you did and didn't do. You'll be rewarded for good works, but your salvation is not determined by your good works. In fact, all the good works we could ever do wasn't enough to save ourselves. But Jesus did the work and paid the price, and we believe on Him and receive the free gift. And in this, we're to be confident. I'm resting in the finished work of the Master. Amen. What He has done is enough and more than enough to save me. I don't have to add to it. I'm not trying to complete and my salvation and my works. No, I serve Him and work because I love Him, because I want to, because I want to obey Him, but I'm not trying to earn my salvation. That's been bought and paid for. Amen. I am saved. In this I am confident. How about you? I mean, if something happened to me before the day is over, I know exactly what's going to happen. Amen. I'll slip out of my body and I'll go to be with Jesus and I'll check out my new mansion. And I'll see all my loved ones that are there. Talk to the loved ones I didn't even know I had. Family that I wasn't even aware of. And I get to talk to Daniel and Moses and Abraham. And amen. We're not afraid to die. And we're not afraid to live either. Some people are in a hurry for the Lord to come back. They say, "Lord, come quickly, please. Please, I owe money. Come today." You know, some people, a lot of people, Christians, give up and die early. Do you understand? There's a lot of Christians have died prematurely. They went home early before they should have. Now, that's not my message tonight, but that as far as I know. But if you study the scriptures on the subject, you'll find there are numerous verses that in Proverbs and Hebrews and other Psalms and other places that talk about things that you can do that will add years to your life. Things that you can do that will cut off your life and shorten your life. The psalmist, what is it, Psalm 55 or along in there somewhere? He said, the evil and wicked, bloody, deceitful men shall not live out half their days. And so there are a lot of people who are cut off. And there are a lot of people who just get tired. I used to minister in a healing school every day. And people that were attacked with sickness and disease. And I know as good as I know my name, I've seen people both there and in other places that died that could have lived. Amen. And should have lived. And should have spent more years on the earth and done more things. But they got weary in fighting the good fight. And it's tough when you're hurting. You can get to the place where you're just tired of hurting, and it's easier to go on to be with Jesus than it is to stay and stick it out and fight. But we need to realize that even staying here full term is just nothing. It's a vapor. It's here. It's gone. We should not be afraid to stay our full length here below, and dying at 55 is nowhere close. And yet a lot of people are. They're going. But you can stay and fight. Everybody say, stay and fight. And finish it up. Now, I've got loved ones of mine that went home early. And, you know, I don't hold it against them. I wasn't in their place. It's easy to say what you would do. But, you know, in being in the situation. But I've also been able to help other people stay. I know years ago, this is actually the first, some of the first ministry I ever did. Before I went to Bible school, before I knew very much about the Word, I believed in healing. And I got the understanding that you could, by faith, you could receive your healing and stand against sickness. I didn't know much, but I knew a little bit of that. And a lady in our church, her name was Sister Luna Kay. And she was a mother in the church. Anybody know what I mean by that? A woman greatly loved of God, a real pillar in the church, great prayer, full of the Word. People enjoyed her testimony about as much as hearing the pastor preach. I mean, she was anointed. She'd get up and start telling about the goodness of God, and the anointing had come on her. She's anointed and full of the Word. Well, she was diagnosed with cancer and just went from bad to worse. And eventually she's just bedfast in the hospital. And where I worked was only about, just 3 or 4 miles from the hospital where she was at. Well, I got her on my heart and began to pray for her. And so I'd go by every day after work and see her, visit her. And she knew me. Of course, I was just like one of her kids almost, just be growing up in the church and around there. And, she'd talk to me like a kid or a grandkid. And that was kind of a challenge because she wasn't taking me seriously enough at first. And this is how I learned some of the things I know now. I'd share some of the Word with her about healing, and it just didn't seem to connect. It was good, but she didn't get it for some way or another. I tried to tell her she was redeemed from the curse of the law, and it just kind of went right over her head. She's like, well, honey, just whatever the Lord's will is, you know. And I couldn't get her to agree with me that God wanted her to be healed until day after day, I just kept going. Everybody say, don't quit. See, just stay after it. You know, this particular thing didn't work. Well, say, Lord, show me what does work. Amen. Show me what they'll hook up with. Amen. And I talked about, by His stripes we were healed. Somewhere or another, that didn't do anything for her. She just said, well, now, honey, we just have to submit to the will of God. And she was believing that maybe this cancer was the will of God. Well, if you believe in that, you're not going to be healed.
That's right.
Impossible for you to have faith to be healed and you thinking it might be God's will for you to have the cancer. Cannot, impossible to have faith like that. So I just kept visiting. Every day after work, I'd get off work, go to the hospital, sit by her bedside, read her some scripture. We'd talk about some things and praise God eventually. course, she's in bad shape, you understand, tubes everywhere. You know, she'd go to sleep on me part of the time. But one day, I got to Psalm 91. And in the it's the 16th verse or so. It said, with long life, I'll satisfy them, show them my salvation. And I started talking to her about living a long time. And then I started talking about, you know, finishing all you're supposed to do on the earth. And I said, Sister Luna Kay, I said, would you like to get back in the church and be able to attend and be in the services? She said, oh, yeah, yeah. I said, well, you know, we need you. Us young folk, we're barely getting started here. And of course, I was, especially at that time, we're talking 25 years ago, you know. And I said, you know, you've been walking with God for, what, 65, 70 years here? And just about time you've learned some things about God, you're going to leave before you share it with us? She looked at me. She thought... I said, we need you to stay a while.
Amen.
She said, you do? I said, do you feel like that you've done everything you're supposed to do? You think there's some other things you could do and help the church and the community? She said, well, I do have a couple of things I'd like to do.
Amen.
And I saw it. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm getting some response here now. So when you see that, well, then what do? Jump on it with all four. I mean, then I read it again. I said, yeah, let's read it again. Psalm 91, with long life, he'll satisfy me. I said, are you satisfied? Are you really completely satisfied that you've done everything in this life? And you can say, yep, I'm through. I've done everything the Lord's called me to do and dealt with me about doing. I know I'm totally through. She said, well, no, I don't know. There's some other thing. I said, we need you in the church. I said, you're a pillar in there. We miss you when you're not there. And us young folks need to know what you know about walking with God. Well, she sparked up. She raised herself up in the bed. She said, it does say that. I said, yeah. It says it right here. Oh, man, I'm on it now. I picked it up. I said, it's right here. I said, where's your Bible at? She said, remember reading out of your Bible. I read it out. This just reads the same. With long life. He will satisfy.
Yes.
Are you satisfied? She said, well, not quite. I said, well, then we got to get out of here then.
Amen.
And finish this up and get satisfied.
Hallelujah.
You know, the Lord's my witness. Phyllis knows it too. I mean, it was just a matter of days.
Hallelujah.
She was out of the hospital, went back home. Matter of another couple of days, she's standing up in the church.
Hallelujah.
Testifying.
Hallelujah.
Testifying. Glory to nothing short of a miracle.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.